next. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. U.S. regulators announcing that Silicon Valley Bank customers will soon be able to access all of their deposits following the bank's collapse on Friday, the second largest in U.S. history. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen shares her view on CBS's Face the Nation on whether the FDIC would consider allowing a foreign bank to step in and help with SVB's situation.
This is really a decision for the FDIC as it decides on what the best course is to resolve this firm. And I'm sure they're considering a wide range of available options that would include acquisitions.
Bank regulators also assuring depositors of New York-based Signature Bank, which collapsed on Sunday. At least 8 migrants are dead following the capsizing of 2 boats near San Diego Saturday night. Fox's Bill Malugin has more.
There are still 7 people missing after these boats crashed into each other. Authorities were having a hard time conducting a search because of all the fog. They couldn't get their helicopters up in the air, but they are operating under the assumption that these were illegal immigrants in boats trying to land off the Southern California coast.
Brendan Fraser taking home the award for Best Actor for his comeback performance in the film The Whale at the 95th Annual Academy Awards Sunday night. Here's Fraser giving his acceptance speech.
It couldn't be done without my cast. It's been like I've been on a diving expedition on the bottom of the ocean, and the air on the line to the surface is on a launch being watched over by some people in my life.
Sound courtesy of ABC and the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The fate of a West Virginia transgender sports law is now in the hands of the Supreme Court. Fox's David Spunt reports.
The justices must decide if a 2021 state law banning transgender students from participating in female sports can be enforced. West Virginia Governor Jim Justice signed the Save Women's Sports Act, arguing transgender students have an unfair advantage. A then 11-year-old transgender girl who wanted to compete in tennis and cross country sued. Last month, a federal appeals court temporarily blocked the West Virginia law from going into effect while the lawsuit continues, meaning trans athletes can compete in female sports for now.
At least 19 states, including West Virginia, currently ban transgender athletes from competing in opposite sex sports in public schools. 3 suspected baby formula thieves in the South have been arrested. Fox's Charles Watson has more from Atlanta.
Police say the suspects in this particular case stole thousands of dollars worth of baby formula from stores across Tennessee and Georgia. And they say a lot of this formula was specially made for infants who have dietary issues. The Cartersville Police Department here in Georgia cracked this case wide open after it says it was tipped off to a string of thefts at stores in Metro Atlanta involving baby formula. Officers say they later spotted a car believed to be used in those thefts, and then came these two guys. Regolo Sanchez Romero and Mateo Sanchez Romero, two brothers from Texas. Police say they were both arrested with a 16-year-old juvenile girl after the group walked out of a Publix market with 12 cans of formula.
Police say the trio stole up to $26,000 of baby formula. Scottie Scheffler, once again the number one golfer in the world, after winning the Players' Championship Sunday. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.